Working Late, a Due South Story by Lutzula, read by Desiree Armfelt. There was a soft knock on the door. "Hey, Estelle?" She snapped out of her reading and leaned back in the chair, rolling her shoulders to get the tension out. "Ray?" He opened the door. "Thought I'd come and see if you're done for the day." "Thanks. I didn't notice it was so late. I have to be done with this brief at lunchtime tomorrow." Ray came over to rub her shoulders, and she leaned back into it. That's good. The secretary let me in on her way out. Yeah, I'm probably the last one here, again. Thankfully, Ray knew better than to tell her she was working too hard. Instead, he said, "So, now that you have your own office, does this door lock?" His voice had dropped a little into that husky tone she knew so well. Huh, there was a thought. "Yeah, it does." Ray went over to the door, and she heard the lock snicking shut. "Just stay there, okay? Keep working," he murmured. Ray slung his leather jacket over the other chair, then slid in under her desk, his long jeans-clad legs folding up sideways. He took off her high heels and dug his fingers into the arch of her foot. It surprised a little moan out of her, and he laughed. "Already?" She kicked him with her other foot. "Keep doing that," she said. He did, and it was almost as good as sex, the way he found the little aches and tensions and pressed his fingers right there. Almost. Warmth curled between her legs in anticipation. He finished with her feet, giving her a little kiss on her big toe, and she giggled. "No tickling, okay?" "I won't," he promised solemnly. She reached her hand under the table and encountered his hair, stiff with hair gel. He turned his head and caught her fingers in his mouth, sucking, and she caught her breath. "I said keep working. You're so easily distracted. I don't know how you get any work done," he said in mock disapproval. She kicked him again, and he caught her leg and ran his hands up it, smooth over the pantyhose. Then he was pushing up her skirt, nudging her legs gently apart. She could feel his stubble through the thin fabric of the hose, and shivered. "You have goosebumps," Ray breathed, almost all the way in between her legs now. Stella made an agreeing little noise and spread her legs. Then he nuzzled her, pushing against the fabric right over her clit, and she drew in her breath sharply. "Yeah," he said, and hooked his fingers over the waistband of her pantyhose and tugged. She stood up to ease out of them along with her panties, leaving her skirt on, and Ray pulled them all the way off her feet. Stella glanced toward the door. She felt exposed, naked under her skirt with the cool air brushing up against her. There was something almost dirty about doing this in her office, even if nobody was here, but screw it. She'd been working all day, and now she was on overtime that she wasn't getting paid for. She sat down again, pulling up her skirt and spreading her legs. When she looked down at Ray, he was wearing that wicked smile that she loved. "Come here," he said, and pulled the chair closer. He spread her open with his hands and just breathed on her. "Oh," she sighed. He glanced up at her, and she saw his quick, satisfied smile. Then his pink tongue came out, lapping at her, and she tensed, gripping the armrests of the chair. He took his time, licking her with tiny little movements, patient, careful, and she relaxed back into the chair, giving herself up to him. God, he was good at this. She remembered the first time he'd done it, sloppy and enthusiastic, and probably not knowing a clit from an elbow, but now he had getting her off down to an art form. "Hey," he murmured, "play with your nipples." She hummed an agreement and unbuttoned her blouse, sliding her hands into her bra and tweaking her hard nipples, feeling the sensation heighten. "Let me see." She pushed her blouse and the bra straps down to display herself to him, watching his eyes on her. "God, I love your breasts." Stella nudged her hips forward, reminding him of the task at hand. Ray lowered his head again, licking hard right on her clit so that she jerked and moaned. Then he went back to the steady, careful movements again, building up inexorably to her climax. She glanced toward the door again, almost involuntarily. Ray caught her looking, and grinned like the cat that had gotten into the cream. Stella looked down at her disheveled clothes, the hem of her skirt hiked up above the blonde curls between her widespread legs, and the desk with the stack of papers. She put one leg up on the desk, right across the papers, for better leverage, and Ray made an approving noise and kept on looking at her. She was almost there now, up on that plateau of pleasure where she was right up against the edge of orgasm, and Ray kept her there, never quite giving her what she needed to fall over. Stella was aware of making quite a bit of noise, each breath hitching in her throat, but she was beyond caring. Then Ray slid two fingers into her, giving her something to clench at, and she drew in her breath. Not as good as his cock, not as thick, but still, it got her closer, almost there. "God, please," she said. "Please, just get me off, please." Ray hummed and got to work right on her clit, still with those tiny little licking movements, but just where she wanted it. God, how could he do that? How? "Oh, fuck," she gasped as he tipped her over the edge, and she clenched around his fingers as wave after wave of it washed over her. He kept at it, with feather-light little movements of his tongue now, keeping her going until she finally shuddered and pushed him away. "Sensitive," she murmured. "I know," he said, and grinned in self-satisfaction. But he'd earned it, so she just smiled down at him, her eyes half-closed in the afterglow. She slid off the chair, boneless, to join him on the floor. Ray kissed her, and she tilted her head and opened to it, languid and sated. His mouth on hers was urgent, though, and she slid her hand down his belly to his crotch, pressing against his erection with the heel of her hand. God, that had to be almost painful. She squeezed it through his jeans, and he groaned, moving his hips forward into her hand. She unfastened his belt and unbuttoned his jeans, still kissing him, and reached into his boxers to grasp his hot, hard cock. She squeezed it again, just to feel Ray's breath catch. "Come on," she said, patting the seat of the chair. "Your turn."